Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Luck. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Leppard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rijek. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Steve Rijek. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Rijek covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Leppard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rijik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijik strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball towards left. Killebrew settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Killebrew. Locke moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stigman. Locke scores. Sievers moves to third. It's Senators, 1, Twins, 1. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Senators. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 1 in the game. Leppert is walked intentionally. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotier hits a line drive into center field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Zimmer scores. Leppert moves to third. Cotier moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Senators. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Steve Rijik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijik is 0 for 1 in the game. Rijik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliva is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke. Allen reaches second base with a double. Frank Castro pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 4-2, Senators. Zoilo Vierals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vierals is 0-for-2 in the game. Vierals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castro moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castro scores. Vierals moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Benny Daniels now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leppert is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cottier for the out. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Al Worthington now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brinkman. The throw from Batty and he is out, Verhals applying the tag. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington bunts towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Cottier covering, for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. Allen moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Rollins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 4, Twins, 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 4. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Severs strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allen is walked intentionally. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 0 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 4. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Brumley pinch hits for Don Leppert. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse misplays the ball. That's an error on Ver Alse. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cottier bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Brumley moves to second. One out. Jim King pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is walked intentionally. John Kennedy pinch runs for Jim King. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Mike Brumley now catching. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ver Alse hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brumley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brumley. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minchur is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Minchur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 4. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing third base. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a line drive into center field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Locke moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Locke moves to third. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zimmer bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Locke scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Senators. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-4 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hall strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-4 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy misplays the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Bob Allison pinch hits for Al Worthington. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.